General Motors says the chip crisis is over and it's time to let the cheap cars roll. I'm Jeff Colvin of Fortune Magazine with the Fortune Business Update. Every vehicle today needs dozens of semiconductors, but last year, COVID lockdowns in Asia stopped production of them. Automakers used the chips they had on hand in their most profitable vehicles, which at General Motors were largely pickup trucks. Smaller, less expensive crossovers and sedans were partially built and put in storage. That's one reason car prices rocketed last year. Now GM says it has plenty of chips, and incremental volume this year will be mostly weighted towards small and mid-size SUVs and sedans. That's great news for car buyers, and it shows how fragile the supply chain can be. GM was unable to sell tens of thousands of cars, not because it lacked sophisticated, expensive chips, but because it couldn't get commodity semiconductors that cost a dollar each. I'm Jeff Colvin.